From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
Anytime there's a situation like this, the best move for a miner is to go to the safest area he can find, barricade himself, and wait for someone to come. And that's what we're hoping is the situation here.
He won't leave this earth unless he talks to us. So, you know, I think he's going to be just fine. He might be a little bruised, maybe broken bones, but he's going to be fine.
He came back 3 hours later with news that they're gone, that there is no survivors. We want to know why.
The initial report from the rescue team to the command center indicated multiple survivors, but that information proved to be a miscommunication. The only confirmed survivor is Randall L. McCloy, Jr., who has now been rushed to a local hospital in serious condition.
We are fighting for the life of the Prime Minister without any compromise. The pupils are response to light, which means that the brain is functioning.
On one hand, this attack shows the desperate, murderous nature of Al-Qaeda. It also shows the resolve of the Iraqi people who, and there were dozens of Iraqis who got back in line after this attack yesterday and continued the registration process.
Clearly, there is enough munitions scattered around that country still that the capacity to attack will be there. The difference will be the ability of the Iraqi armed forces and Iraqi police to maintain order inside the cities and countryside, and the desire of the Iraqi people to lead a normal life.
Earlier today, in U.S. District Court here in Washington, D.C., former lobbyist Jack Abramoff pled guilty to 3 separate felony offenses: conspiracy, mail fraud, and tax evasion.
You're going to have folks on the Hill who should be scrambling for attorneys and figuring out what they said, what they did. By the same token, now the government has the ultimate witness, someone who they could put on the stand for literally days, who's prepared to point fingers if necessary.